Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the third baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Goodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodson moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodson moves to third. Matthews moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is walked intentionally. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodson scores. Matthews scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Garrett reaches third base with a triple. Matlack goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Matt Lack covering, for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matlack takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Matlack moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. Matlack scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodson strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger is called out on strikes. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradley bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Gary Thomason pinch hits for Bobby Bonds. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Thomason now playing right field. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for John Matlack. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam McDowell now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing third base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Theodore pinch hits for Jim Gosger. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.